I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of the Greg Hill Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a Radio.com sports station.
This hour.
This is Patriots Monday on Sports Radio WEEI. Patriots Monday is brought to you in part by Gillette ProGlide and ProGlide Gel. Five blades and a pivoting flex ball designed to get virtually every hair on the first stroke.
By Putnam Investments, proud Patriots partners, committed to an active game plan on the field and off.
And by AdCare. If you're struggling with alcohol, AdCare can help. Call 1-800-ALCOHOL.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show is sponsored by McFarland Energy and their new customer oil delivery incentive at McFarlandEnergy.com.
And now,
that will end the game, and this will be the worst loss for Bill Belichick here in Foxborough since he's been the coach of the Patriots, as they lose by 27 points. Final score is 33-6.
Cultural change is hard.
Didn't do enough of anything tonight, really, to be competitive. They were clearly out-coached, out-played, just out-everything. So we need to just keep working here and find a way to just do everything better.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight and
safe,
tomorrow.
Guys.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the Radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
Holy cow.
Danielle, correction, Greg is actually wearing Crisco, not Cisco.
The athletically gifted Greg Hill.
He will use condiments past the expiration date.
Well past it. Wow. Like the only thing I'll use.
What about condoms? Does he use those?
Featuring resident know-it-all Danielle Murr.
All the good holidays like Cinco de Mayo and Christmas, everything fell on a weekend night.
Yeah.
And now it's like, just kidding, a-holes.
Joined by.
They jealous of ourselves.
Wiggy.
That's a good one.
Yep.
That's a good one. Oh, I took my headphones out here.
And behind the glass, our own Statler and Waldorf, Ken and Curtis.
Wiggy, well, Cinco de Mayo falls on May 5th this year.
Huh?
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
You're going to get a COVID.
Wear a mask around your family.
The virus.
Cover it.
Cover it.
Some of the morning show hosts who don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're not smart people.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing bears. Watching the past.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Who drinks milk with a burger?
Well, Wiggy, whatever will we talk about this morning?
I don't know.
What would you like to get to first?
Ain't the election like a week away?
Yeah.
Right?
I think
that actually might be a more fun discussion.
there may be more pressing issues today than the election.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. I am stunned Wiggy actually showed up.
I'm going to show up.
You are
take my lumps like a man.
Curtis, you are going to be, I'm guessing you're going to be insufferable this morning. I'm going to limit your mic time, which I should have done with Wiggy a long time ago, but with you today. You're only allowed to mention the quarterback formerly known as TB12 five times on the show today.
Oh,
all right?
Man, that is going to be done by 6:10.
That's it.
Last night was the closest I've been to being actually buzzed in 4.5 years.
I mean, absolute dumpster fire of a football game yesterday. And at some point we should go over all of the things that Wiggy said last week about your New England Patriots, and we'll see if they still bear true. Like Bill Belichick having the best coaching game of his
career. Swung a miss on that one.
Whoops. Patriots are the best team in the AFC. A swing and a miss on that one.
Did I say best?
Cam Newton is going to fetch 30-plus million when he's a free agent. Swing and a miss. We got a lot to cover. So if you would like to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text at any point this morning on the text line, which is 37937. We will get to the dumbest of the day in about 40 minutes at 6:45, and then we'll be joined at 7, as we always are, on a Patriots Monday by Boomer Esiason. We'll see what Boomer thinks. We'll see if Boomer thinks that it's time to make a change at QB, even though Bill says he's not going to make it, and other things with Boomer at 7. And then, speaking of the quarterback, Cam Newton is scheduled to join us most likely at 9:30 on this morning's show, Curtis, right?
That's correct.
All right. So all of that, and whatever you have to say about your football team coming up this morning, but we start with this.
This is The Lead.
One of the rare cases where I actually prefer the cover to the original.
Really?
I'm a Bob Dylan fan. I love Bob Dylan, but Guns N' Roses.
Just can't understand what he says.
I can try to understand what he says, but that Guns N' Roses cover is better than the original, in my humble opinion. Curtis, what do you got? I know what you have for us, so go ahead, make it hurt.
Good morning, Boston. It is October the 26th. The New England Patriots quarterbacks have thrown 3 touchdown passes this season. Tom Brady, 18.
Wow.
6 times the number of touchdown passes. Tom Brady is on pace for 41 touchdowns and 9 interceptions.
Yeah.
And because your head coach, your general manager, Captain Bill, couldn't put his ego aside, you are crapping the bed and having a premature conclusion to your dynasty. Tom Brady, not even with Antonio Brown, which is a whole other week of shows we can get to at another point, looked sensational yesterday. The touchdown pass to Scotty, his personal Edelman down in Tampa, was one of the best throws I've ever seen him make. It is mind-boggling to me that people in this town, after a couple moral victories and a close loss to the Seahawks, were ready to say, we're on to Camelot, this is a new campaign, goodbye Brady, as he continues to be the greatest athlete in the history of American sports. Goodbye, Patriots. It was a nice little run, but the dynasty has just begun in Tampa.
Well, as Bill said, they were out everything. That should be this year's slogan, out everything. Wiggy, what do you got? Tell me you're still there with Cam Newton.
I'm hitting the button right now.
What button is that?
The reset button.
Is that the big Staples button that you wanted for Halloween?
That is the big Staples button. Like the words of the great Duke from Rocky IV, it is time to throw in the towel.
Oh, it is?
That was too easy.
We are a week away, and you have to make a decision whether or not you're going to be buyers or sellers in the trade deadline market. And the way that this team looks, especially offensively, defensively, they don't look any better. Unless you are going to be major buyers and you are going to go to everywhere you could possibly go and look to buy some pieces to help this team, it does not matter if you have Cam Newton, Jared Stidham, i.e. Maybe the one great Tom Brady, you have no weapons on offense.
Okay.
Your best weapon yesterday was Jacoby Myers, an undrafted player at wide receiver.
So towel thrown, that's what you're saying?
It is now, are we saying tank for Trevor?
Tank for Trevor.
Or flop for Fields? One of the two I'll take.
Wiggy, quick note, Cam Newton, overpaid.
All right, Wiggy, thank you. Danielle?
There's a hot new term for everything happening in 2020, and it's going to make you hate yourself and everyone around you. I don't know if you remember this, Greg, because I know you follow some of the influencers merely because of their hotness.
Right.
The term that was hot last year and the year before was hygge, the Danish term that kind of means coziness.
No, spell that.
H-Y-G-G-E.
Okay.
But it's hygge. Something along those lines.
Never heard that.
When you try to pronounce it. And it basically was this whole element of making your home nice and cozy and blankets and socks and all kinds of crap like that. The word for 2020, the Danish word, is Samfundssind, which means putting the concern of society higher than one's own interests.
Ah, okay. All right.
So that's where we all need to be. And of course, influencers are jumping on this trend, saying that Samfundssind needs to be adopted by everybody so that we can get rid of the corona and move on. But they all want to give you advice on how to make your home life more bearable and awesome.
Sounds like a quarterback that we could draft, theoretically. Samfundssind.
I thought Samfundssind means that Brady's better than Belichick.
Okay. He was on the Merlot line on the Bruins for a little while.
All right. Well, when all appears lost with our football team, when the sky has fallen, I am here to provide a lighthearted distraction. And this morning it is in the form of the rules instituted by California Governor Gavin Newsom for those that want to celebrate Thanksgiving. Would you like to hear some of them?
Yes, I would.
All right. If families are to celebrate Thanksgiving in California this year, it must be held outside.
Oh, great.
You cannot gather indoors at a table. You cannot watch television, can't watch any football. Mm-hmm. If you're celebrating Thanksgiving in California, it must be held outside. Your guests may use the bathroom, but only if it has been properly sanitized.
Right.
You must have your masks on when you are not eating. You can only be together on Thanksgiving for a maximum 2 hours, and then everybody must go home.
Oh.
That's actually a good thing for whoever's hosting, so I'm down with that. There must be 6 feet of separation at the table for every guest.
Wow. Who has a table? You're going to just be getting...
Well, you're outdoors. Remember that.
Everyone's making a run on tables at BJ's and Costco.
Well, you have to have a 48-foot table to get everybody in there.
Just use picnic blankets.
And singing is strongly discouraged. Mm. So
people sing at Thanksgiving? Is that a thing?
Maybe some people have a tradition where they sing at Thanksgiving.
They could sit around the fire while they're outside.
If you don't clean your toilet, do you have to go poop outside like they do in San Francisco?
You have to get a porta potty. I hope Uncle Bob doesn't knock over the turkey fryer again this year. It's going to cause a lot more damage with everybody outside milling about.
Yeah, that would be a real issue. So those are the rules when it comes to California. Yeah. I don't know what rules will be instituted here, but we will do our best to
keep track of those. Canceled Thanksgiving.
Yeah, very similar.
very similar. All right. Those are our suggestions for the lead this morning. Coming up after trending, should Cam Newton worry less about his attire, Wiggy, and more about his performance? One former quarterback says yes, and he's very heated about it. So we'll get to that coming up. But right now, Danielle, and what is trending this morning?
Bill Belichick joins OMF this afternoon at 3:15. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Arbella Insurance. Switch to Arbella and combine your home and auto insurance to save 20% or more. Arbella, here for New England fans, here for good. Well, I don't want to rub it in, but we do have to go over it one more time. The Pats have lost 3 games in a row for the first time since 2002. They're now 2-4 after falling to the 49ers 33-6 yesterday at Gillette Stadium. Cam Newton was taken out of the game after throwing for just 98 yards and 3 interceptions. Meanwhile, Jimmy Garoppolo completed 20 of 25 passes for 277 yards, no TDs, and 2 interceptions.
Painful.
I believe that's the worst home loss for Bill Belichick in his entire career here. Is that
correct? Is correct.
Okay. That is correct.
Yeah. Wow.
Now,
awful.
Bill did say post-game that the Pats absolutely plan to stick with Cam Newton going into Buffalo next week.
Bill, do you plan on having Cam Newton as your quarterback going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. Just wanted to get Stitt a little experience here.
It don't matter who they have at quarterback. They have no weapons in that passing game at all. I know yesterday was National Tight Ends Day. I wish we had one so we could celebrate them. But that offense is just... I mean,
thought Cam was the answer, Wiggy. I mean, what's going on? You're really going to throw the white towel in right now?
Yeah, listen, Curtis, I told you, the trade deadline is a week away. Unless Bill decides yo, we need to go after somebody like a Julio Jones, a Michael Thomas. We have to go. They're not. It doesn't matter who's that quarterback. Who's he throwing it to? But Julian Edelman couldn't even get open against a linebacker.
But do you think that when it comes to yesterday's result, that he would have done that if the result had been different? Or do you think it but doesn't does factor
he,
in at all?
Doesn't he know what this team is by now?
I would hope so. I would hope he knows that they stink.
Yeah, and don't you think he knows that, like, we need some help?
Wiggy threw in the towel and Stidham tripped over it.
Oh, God.
Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians denies that Tom Brady lured Antonio Brown to Tampa Bay. He said Tom had nothing to do with this. Falcons have come out and said that neither Matt Ryan nor Julio Jones will be dealt at the NFL trade deadline. And looking to the World Series, Dodgers took a 3-2 series lead over the Rays yesterday after a 4-2 victory. L.A. looks to close out the World Series tomorrow night at 8:08 p.m. These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
You go into this game, 2 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. You throw, what, 3 more interceptions? You get yanked in the second half. There's nothing good going your way. Why are you dressing like that to bring more attention to yourself? I'd be trying to ask the equipment managers, put me in your jock sock cart and sneak me in the back door and I'll show up on the field and do the best that I can.
Jeff, this sounds like you're speaking from too much experience here.
This just goes back to a couple years of just watching this guy and seeing him at the podium, but yet what he's doing on the field does not translate to being that guy.
Like
and
Joe
I just
Montana.
Feel like
I mean Joe Namath.
Yeah, when you, hey, when you predict you're going to win a Super Bowl and you go out and do it, wear whatever the hell you want. But you know, right now, I'm not buying it.
Wiggy, Jeff Garcia says that Cam Newton needs to worry a little less about his attire and a little more about trying to hit an open wide receiver.
So what should he leave like in bare ass naked? I mean, what's he going to do?
He should wear
probably wear black because everybody is grieving. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like a funeral.
This is stupid. This is such stupid commentary. That's Cam's thing. He shouldn't be expected to reign. I could understand if it were some kind of outlandish behavior or speech.
You get what he's saying.
I don't get what he's saying.
What's
style.
He saying?
He's saying that you stink, so don't worry about what you're wearing. Worry about playing football.
Cam should have worn the sweatshirt that Belichick wore earlier this year that had the...
That is the dumbest that you even would have...
You just interrupted Chris Curtis.
Shocking.
This is his day to gloat about Tom Brady.
Go ahead, Curtis.
Do you remember the sweatshirt that Belichick wore that went viral that had moth holes in it throughout?
Yes.
That's what Cam should have worn after the game yesterday.
That would have generated more talk. Do you understand that, though? Because if Cam Newton strays from... who he is, what he's exemplified as far as his fashion choices over the years, and then he just dresses in a really demure, like, black suit. Everybody's going to be talking about that.
Yeah.
Don't criticize him for what he's wearing. Criticize him for his play. I don't care what the guy's wearing. The guy could be wearing a damn canary yellow damn top hat and a cane.
What?
Wiggy, would you still like to give him 3 years and $75 million? I've yet to hear you say that.
Yeah, if you got to put pieces around him.
Oh, it's the pieces around him.
Yes.
Is that what you're going
to... I mean,
listen. He has pieces around him that he can't hit. He can't get the ball to the pieces.
He's throwing more short hops than Nomar to first base.
He threw a couple short hops. He definitely missed some throws. There were some throws that he hit later in the game.
What throws did he hit?
Well, he hit Jacoby Myers on a... This is the point. You're throwing to Jacoby Myers.
Tom Brady last year with this offense, 24 touchdowns, 8 interceptions.
Well, Brady's a better quarterback.
Oh, that's not what you said 3 weeks ago. You said that thank God we have Cam. Cam is a better quarterback for this team.
You asked me your exact words. You said, would I still want Tom Brady here? Did you not ask me that several weeks ago before? And I said, yes, I would still take Brady.
I don't know. You were still celebrating a moral victory.
Yes, I was celebrating that moral victory. But we are now starting to see this team for what it is. Offensively, your defense is not that good. Offensively, you have no weapons. You have the worst set of skill players in the National Football League.
You know,
you have the worst. Tom Brady has the best. And I'm not knocking Brady for what he has, but you have the worst set. So if you had Brady here, is he probably doing a little bit better in the sense of throwing the
ball? Yes, but you know what? I'm not doing that all morning long. Tom Brady is not here because he didn't want to be here.
Right.
So listen. All credit to the guy. He had an unbelievable game yesterday. He looks great. All the credit in the world to him. I'm not doing the Curtis, well, Tom Brady was driven out of town, and look, this is what you get. I'm not doing it because I want to talk about Cam Newton and why he cannot hit in an open mental. Receiver.
It's mental. It's upstairs.
Mental?
Yes, if you look at the game and you look at every one of his completions, the interception that he threw – the first interception was just horrible. Like, that was a bad decision on him trying in this area. Do I run? Do I throw? And then he decides to throw the football, which was a horrible decision. Does he short arm a few throws? Yes. But when you look at and when you look at the skill players around, for us not to look at the skill players around them, you have the worst skill players in the National Football League. So no matter who your quarterback is, whether it's Stidham, whether it's Cam Newton, whether it's Tom Brady, which we saw last year, the quarterback is going to struggle. And at times, mechanically, he gets off of it, he lets it get in his head, and he makes some bad
decisions. One touchdown and 6 interceptions in his last 3 games. And Bill Belichick looks really familiar to people in Cleveland right now because this is who he was before Brady.
Curtis.
This is Jim. Hello, Jim.
I agree with you, Greg. Let's stop talking about Brady for crying out loud. Mm-hmm. It's just like Larry Bird left. Everybody, Larry Bird, we're going to, and the coaches, we even tell them the crowd, knock it down. Don't talk about it because it gives the people playing a bad feeling inside. But listen, I think Brady is just like LeBron. The two of them are big babies. Oh, I'm leaving the team because I don't have anybody around me to play with. I'm going to take my ball and go home. Brady left because he had no one to throw to, but he was supposed to be the greatest. And everyone said it could be a kid off the street, but Brady would make him look good. Apparently he didn't the last 2 years.
Let the record show Jim is saying that Tom Brady is whining.
Let the record show that he's got better receivers now, and he's happy where he is. So he'll be the king as long as he brings his people in that he wants.
And Wiggy, now he's got AB.
Yeah. I mean, look at that. Listen, look at that receiver core. Their fourth receiver would be your best receiver in Scotty Miller. Mm-hmm. Their fourth receiver would be your best receiver. They have a couple of tight ends. I would take O.J. Howard, and I know he's done for the year. He'd get more production out of what we get in the tight end.
So why is Belichick – why did he build such a flawed team?
What do you mean, why did he build such a flawed team?
He's the general manager. Yeah. Why did he build such a flawed team?
Listen, Bill Belichick is a great coach. But when you look at what he's done with this roster, especially offensively, he has done nothing. It was the same thing last year when we sat here and we
know what they've done, but why? Why? Why has he built such a flawed team?
Because he is theoretically not a good GM.
And why do you think his GM work was maybe not seen as horrible as it was for many years?
I'm guessing you're going to say because Tom Brady made up for that.
Right. With Tampa Bay, look at that organization. It was the death in the NFL. Mm-hmm. It was the worst franchise by a landslide.
Yeah.
And guess what the Patriots were in 2001? They were the Bucks before the Bucks were the Bucks.
So question,
it's his ego.
Question for you, Curtis. If Tom Brady had been a team guy and was willing to take a look at the future, who would have been the quarterback for the New England Patriots out there yesterday?
Tom Brady.
Maybe Jimmy G. Maybe Tom would have retired and Jimmy G would have been our quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Why would he retire, though?
I mean,
we got to stop with the Jimmy G talk.
Why?
Because Jimmy G was not going to be the quarterback when they were going to offer him $25 million for a backup. They're not going to do that. Brady was still playing at a high level, so they did what was the best thing, and that's ultimately trade the guy.
Do you think Bill thinks they did the best thing?
Bill won a Super Bowl and went to another one after that.
But do you think Bill is pissed? I'll ask Boomer this. Do you think Bill is pissed that he was forced to trade Jimmy Garoppolo?
Of course. I think deep down he resents it.
Yeah.
But if Jimmy Garoppolo is your quarterback yesterday, it's no different. Let's not make it seem like Jimmy Garoppolo would have did something spectacular with the group that he had out there.
You flipped quarterbacks, that would have been a close game.
Of course it would, because I think, I mean, it's like Cam Newton can't even read the defense.
Well, it's all mental.
Right.
It's mental? Yes, it's
you
mental.
Read in your mentalness.
If you've been in the league for 10 years or whatever, and you can't read the defense, yeah, it's mental. It's a real problem.
It's not that he can't read the defense. It's this mental, this mental block, this frustration that he has in his mind.
That prevents him from reading the defense.
No, that prevents him when he goes back there and he's like, I don't know who to throw it to. What should I do here? Should I run the football? Should I try to fit it into a window? To look at this team and go, if you flip the quarterbacks, the result is the same.
Now, here's a texter who is, please don't say this today. It's the COVID brain fog. That's going to be the next thing with Cam Newton.
Yeah, that's the excuse for 2020.
Is he still recovering from the COVID?
Right.
Which I don't think he even had. He had it, but he
asymptomatic.
He was asymptomatic,
I don't think it hit him that hard. Yeah. Jimmy G yesterday, every time they cut to him on the sideline at any point, his face looked like a guy whose ex-girlfriend started dating somebody new after she dumped him and then was like, he's the best thing ever. Oh, my God. And then he runs into them in person and he's like, this? This right. is the guy you're bragging about?
This is who you dated after me?
This what? Is my replacement? That's, you got rid of me for this guy?
That Instagram influencer over there?
Well, technically, they got rid of him for Brady. So the guy that he should be looking at was down in Tampa throwing touchdowns left and right.
And not to mention, you look at that team yesterday, the defense, we haven't even mentioned it.
Oh, God.
Disaster.
Can they stop the run? They made the kid Wilson Jr. look like Roger Craig.
They were just getting beaten up.
I know.
And so when you look at, there was times, and I agree with you, there were times where his throws were off, but there were plenty of times in the pocket you could just see him holding on to the football like, what do I do with it? Do I throw it? Do I run it? And I think Bill's ego is getting in the way. Like, your ego is getting in the way. I understand that.
In what way?
Because you have to bring pieces in. Like, you cannot continue to do it with just guys you're getting off the scrap heap. N'Keal Harry is not the answer. So you need to move on. You need to figure out what can we do. Or you got to say, you know what? We're not going to do anything, and we are now going to be a team that is going to be in the top five when it comes to draft picks. And hopefully we can either get Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields, because that's the position you're in right now.
This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
Morning. How are we doing today?
Hello. Not great. What up?
Not great. Not great, Bob.
Awesome. The sky is falling.
Yeah, yeah.
The sky is falling.
Well, it has fallen.
I hear you. So I've been kind of saying this a little bit over the last couple of weeks, because it's kind of seeming more apparent. And yesterday was like, it was just beyond apparent. The problem is when Cam is going through his progressions, he doesn't process it nearly quick enough, unless it's just a complete, I'm going to use your term, Scrabini defense that doesn't throw any confusion at him, but any halfway decent defense is going to throw things at him that he's not expecting. And every time that happens, when there's adversity, he breaks down mentally. I agree with you, Wiggy.
Yeah, and it's because he always has in his mind the option of he's going to run the ball. So that's all.
And you don't have somebody you could just throw it up to when you're in a panic situation.
No, he does
situation.
Have guys that
who?
He could. Bird, who were wide open yesterday, and he doesn't even see them, Wiggy.
Stop it. He missed a few guys.
He doesn't see the open receiver.
Listen, he's missed a few guys.
How many times does Romo have to explain it to
you? Oh, my God. We're not going to go down this route. There are a few times where the receiver's open, but then there are times when the receiver comes open. If you're going to, and Mike's right, if you're really going to go back and you're going to break it down, when is the receiver open? When he's the third option and he comes open too late?
Wiggy, there was a lot of all 22 stuff on Twitter from the game last week against the Broncos, where there were receivers wide open all over the field.
Yeah, but that's the third option. So by the time you come back.
What are you talking about? But he was still there in the pocket when they were the third option, and he wasn't getting hit. He was in there for like 6 seconds.
Curtis, is this true? The CDC has just discovered a new long-term effect of COVID-19, and that is the inability to complete a pass?
Yes.
Is that true?
No, incorrect. You can complete a pass only to the other team.
So if there's another quarterback in there, does he look any better?
Yes, we've already been over that.
Who?
Yes.
If you flip the quarterbacks yesterday, that is a close game.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Because every pass Jimmy G throws is a screen pass or a swing pass behind the line of scrimmage.
Okay.
So when you think
what's okay against your defense yesterday?
Because your defense is horrible.
Oh, now it's not your defense.
You just said it. The defense, we didn't even get to the defense. You think this defense is any good?
No, but you just referred to them as yours. So I thought you're the Patriots guy, so it's our defense.
Well, our defense is horrible. However you want to package it. The New England Patriots defense isn't very good. The way that they're playing right now, they can't stop the run. It seems like the passing game, they're struggling. You have third down on the first possession of the game. The San Francisco 49ers have the football, and you cannot sack Jimmy G, and Juwan Bentley can't tackle him, which would allow them to punt the football. You can't tackle him. They ultimately go down, score a touchdown, and the wheels fall off.
Yeah. They're horrible on both sides of the ball. At least they were yesterday.
And, Greg, we need to hear from Bob Kraft soon, because Patriots fans haven't heard word one from him about Brady's departure outside of that statement. And this organization is at a crossroads. And I really think that he needs to take some accountability and answer some questions, because we can all see Bob hugging and kissing Jimmy G before the game and the 15 shots of him in the booth next to Jonathan. Mm-hmm. But I think Patriots fans deserve to hear from him
Do you think that I want to know what Bill was honestly thinking. Do you think he went into this season, mm-hmm. Wiggy, thinking that with Cam and the RPO that was going to be it. That was going to be what they needed. Didn't have to worry about weapons, didn't have to worry about anything else, and that was going to be enough for this team to win 9-10 football games.
I think Bill went into the season with, I'm Bill Belichick, I'm the greatest coach, and I can figure it out, make it work. And he lets his ego sometimes get in the way. And when you don't have pieces, like, you shouldn't have went in, A, you shouldn't have went into the season without a veteran presence at the tight end position that was any good. That was good. Then you should have had a wide receiver or two that you go, okay, we're going to add to our offense. We're not just going to go in with Julian Edelman and an unknown in N'Keal Harry. And we need to get some playmakers. And he didn't do that. defensively, you know, you should have added some pieces to that front seven when you knew guys were opting out.
Do you feel like they quit yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like.
I do.
I
saw a couple times receivers that weren't even finishing their routes.
No, the whole team, whether it was the offense or the defense, were getting pushed around completely. And they're not that bad. You know, they were being demoralized throughout that game.
When you're down 30-6 and you're just like, we can't run the ball, we can't throw the ball. And I've been there before. And your team is like, defensively, you can't stop nobody. It just seems like they can do what they want. You get to a point where it's frustration. You start to look at the coaches and go, what kind of game plan? What are we doing here? We just don't have enough talent. And if you're some of the good players, you start to look around and go, who's helping me?
So you're gonna stand on this hill, which is that loss has nothing to do with Cam Newton's ability.
No, I didn't say that.
Has to do with the weapons that he doesn't have.
No, I didn't say that. You said that. I said Cam Newton does have a hand in this loss. But I also said that I think a bigger portion of why he's not able to be successful is the same reason why Brady wasn't able to be successful last year, or would be the same
they
reason.
They won 12 games
or,
last
no, no.
year.
Or the same reason why Stidham wouldn't be able to be successful. They played a bunch of Scribini teams at the beginning of the season.
Then why'd you want to give him $50 million a year if they were playing bad
but
teams?
I wanted to give
quite 50, but I got you.
No, Brady.
You're because, all over the map.
No,
today,
I'm not all over the map. I've been the same way. Last year, I wanted Brady. We had frustrated Brady every week on the show, mm-hmm. and I had said he needs people around him. The same way Cam Newton needs people around him. Luckily, Brady is a good enough quarterback that he won't make as many poor decisions as Cam Newton. But Cam Newton is not as good as Brady mentally.
And guess what? Josh McDaniels is going to regret so deeply that he didn't take one of those coaching jobs a couple years ago, because Josh McDaniels without Tom Brady when he was with Denver, awful. Offensive coordinator with the Rams, awful. This year, awful. He is a product of Tom Brady.
If you had Patrick Mahomes in this offense, you wouldn't be able to do anything. That's how bad they are. You could have Patrick Mahomes or Russell Wilson.
Are you kidding me?
Bold statement, Wiggs.
But that's how bad they
are. So they'd be 2-4 with Patrick Mahomes.
They have no skill that. Players. Yes, they have no skill players.
There's no passion when it comes to the guys that they do have. And what's the deal with Edelman? I don't know whether to feel bad for him or be pissed at him. I mean, that ball bounces off his hand into the hands of a defender. And he's, you know, he looks like somebody took his binky.
Looks like Austin Powers that Tom Brady has Julian Edelman's mojo in Tampa.
Yeah, they did take his binky. You know who his binky is? Rob Gronkowski. No, it was Rob Gronkowski.
Oh, well, it was Gronk.
Yeah, you see, when Edelman is the number one guy and he doesn't have anybody to take some of the pressure off of him, this is what you get. You double team him. You make things difficult for him. He gets frustrated because he has nobody to take the pressure off of him. This is what you're getting.
You could beat Edelman in a race right now.
We need a poll. We need a poll on what the record would be with Tom Brady. So some way, shape, or form, Curtis.
Okay. Well, can we just all admit that Wiggy saying that they would be 2-4 with Patrick Mahomes is the dumbest of the day?
Yes.
Okay. Who's he throwing it to?
I don't know. He's the best quarterback in football.
Yeah, look at the talent that he has. How can you not look at this team? How can you not? So Patrick Mahomes, okay, if he goes to the Jets, they might not be 0-6, but they ain't going to have a 500 record.
Right, but they would be much better. One of the weakest spots on the team is the quarterback, Wiggy.
So when you say much better, with Patrick Mahomes, you're lucky to be 500.
Right, if you put Mahomes on the Patriots and Cam Newton on the Chiefs, I think they win that game. I don't know.
No,
call me crazy.
No, you're crazy. You're crazy because they. Who's he throwing it to?
I think you're drunk on your own tears.
No, I'm not. Who's he throwing it to? You seem to miss. This is what I don't understand with you, Curtis. You think that the quarterback
I have been right about everything, and it feels so good.
Oh no, you're right about Brady. I will give you that. But I was on your Brady bandwagon as MVP.
Is he right about Brady v. Belichick? Can we make that determination now? Because that's what Curtis wants to get to this morning.
Yep.
We don't have time right now.
We're a little late on it. But.
It is a Patriots Monday, and Boomer Esiason will join us coming up at 7, and we'll see what Boomer thinks about this team and about this quarterback. So we'll talk to Boomer at 7, and then we'll talk to Cam Newton during the 9 o'clock hour. Most likely it should be around 9:30 this morning when Cam Newton joins us here on this show. We will get to the dumbest of the day coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Seven. Boomer Esiason joins the guys to talk about the Pats' loss to the 49ers. Now we're back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Is up on the show Twitter feed this morning, Curtis. And how did you word the poll?
How many wins would the Patriots have if Tom Brady stayed in New England? We have 200 votes already in about a minute here. 67% say either 4 or 5 or more wins. So,
yeah, Wiggy, I ain't buying that one.
Oh, you're not.
I'd say three. Three wins.
So the leading answer is 4 with 41% of the vote.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say 3.
You would say 3?
So they're better with Brady then.
Yeah, I've never disagreed you.
You
disagree
just said with, they'd have the same record.
I said they would have 3 wins. They'd be 3-4. What's their record now?
They'd be 3-3.
3-3, whatever their record is right now.
Depressing.
That's what they are. This team, we are back to the early 90 Patriots teams. Right, nobody at the games.
Nobody at the games.
And
that's true. There were no fans there yesterday.
Oh man, did they luck out without fans? That would have been ugly.
Oh god.
Then again, who knows? I might take some of those early 90s wide receivers over the guys that they have
now.
They
could use Sean Jefferson.
They could use somebody. Vincent Brisby.
Oh, I love Brisby.
Do you give Bill any kind of a pass because of the opt outs?
No.
No.
You should have prepared. We've been asking you this since, I don't know, it seemed like 4 years of adding talent to the roster, and especially on the offensive side of the football, and especially in the passing game. And you elected not to do that. And here's what you're starting to see. When you don't have a quarterback that's as good as Tom Brady mentally, you now start to see you don't have a guy they can just – like, Cam doesn't have a guy he can just go, okay, you know what? I can drop back and I can just throw the ball up and, my guy's going to make the play more than the other guy. He don't have that guy. So we see him in the pocket holding on to the football like, should I run? Should I throw? What should I do?
And but that's why did you want to give him $80 million 3 weeks ago?
Because I still think he's the answer if you put pieces around him.
What?
So you think they should sign him for next season?
Well, what do they do for next year?
Stop answering a question with a question.
I told you I still think he's the answer. To me,
I think the answer is Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's the answer for next year, as near as I can tell.
I mean, I think we should put Brian Belichick at quarterback. Well, better.
Does it matter who you have at quarterback?
Yes, it does.
It does?
So, again, I just want to be clear.
Mm-hmm.
You are putting none of this yesterday on Cam Newton, correct?
No, I am putting some of it on Cam Newton. You've asked me three times.
He is absolutely discombobulated out there.
Yeah.
One touchdown, six interceptions in his last three
years. I've said that there are times where he's made some bad throws. He's missed some throws. We've seen it.
I think there are times when he actually makes a good throw, but the overwhelming majority of the time, he's making either bad reads or bad throws.
And he's throwing. How many times did he throw it in the dirt yesterday?
He threw it in the dirt, I want to say twice. He had, I think it was the Mayor Bird. He had open, he threw it in the dirt. The problem is,
Dirt is the leader in receptions.
No, listen, you know what? The Dirt's the only one that can get open. The Dirt's the only one that can get open. When are you going to realize and look and go, it is the talent that he has around him?
But I thought the reason you wanted to give Cam $80 million is because he makes the talent around him better.
No, no. He plays a little bit better, but he don't make that talent around them any better. You're starting to see that it doesn't matter who the quarterback. They couldn't do it with Brady. They damn sure can't do it with Cam.
When are you gonna cancel that membership at the boxing place that Cam Newton goes to?
Oh, hey, listen,
are you gonna cancel?
I'm still going to everybody fights and making sure.
Don't mention their business. Nobody's gonna go.
No, they'll still go. But I don't. So you don't see any problem with the talent out there.
Everybody agrees the talent isn't great, but you and the rest of New England, after two moral victories, was ready to give Cam Newton a new contract and say they're better without Brady. And you were all embarrassingly wrong.
I never said they were better without Brady.
You can't possibly be more wrong than you were.
There's three wins with Brady.
This is Manny. Hello, Manny.
Hey, remember, Curtis, last year when you got into an argument with Wiggy, where he defended the Patriots' 8-0 record? Wiggy, you're such a flip-flopper when it comes to this. And now you're saying, oh, they played Scrivini team last year. That's why they had the record that they had. But why were you defending it last year against Curtis?
I said you can only play who you line up and play against. They were 8-0.
Wait, let me write that down.
So they were 8-0, and they played against Scrivini teams. And they played well.
Cam Newton flat out didn't see guys that were open or flat out couldn't get the ball to guys that were open yesterday.
Well, the problem is guys weren't open. Stop it. How many times? Who did the game yesterday?
Fraudulent.
Who did the game yesterday?
If you look at it, Greg, you'll see that they were wide open.
Romo. So more times than not, Romo will say these guys can't get open.
No. Romo said poor decision about 14 times during that game yesterday with regard to Cam Newton.
Well, there was some bad decisions that he made.
Yes, I don't know.
Why do you want him to be the quarterback next year, Wiggy? I don't understand that.
Because unless you are gonna tank and you're gonna go to the top of the draft, but even then, you still, unless you're putting pieces around Justin Fields or Trevor Lawrence or whatever one of those two guys that you'll be able to get, you're still running into the same problem.
Right. Why would you have Cam Newton at the age of 32 who's not getting better around a team that's not going to win anyway?
Well,
why would you bring in another quarterback?
Well, I'm hoping Bill goes out and gets those pieces. That's what I'm hoping for.
Here's a 781 text that says, half of those throws yesterday by Cam Newton look like Greg's first pitch at Fenway Park.
Still on the air, by the way.
Yes.
At least you airmailed it. That makes you seem more masculine.
Yeah, I know.
It's called overcompensation, Curtis.
When he's throwing it in the dirt, it's intercepted.
Yeah,
that's
but at least,
that's how bad it is.
At least the catcher was open.
All right. We are going to get to Boomer Esiason coming up in about 7 minutes, but right now it's time for this.
The dumbest.
Chris Curtis may say the most idiotic things of anybody on the radio station.
Wow, apparently in Lairdistan, dumb is actually smart.
It's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Day.
Goofy, stupid things.
It's so stupid. You know how stupid that sounds to the world?
I'm an idiot and I'm wrong.
Speaking of Laird, the lifeguard is back tomorrow.
Yes, spoke to him yesterday.
Everything okay? He's doing well, making his way across Pennsylvania, getting his mom moved in somewhere.
He's very sore from all the moving, but okay. I think he'll be tested and ready to go tomorrow.
All right, nice. Good. Well, time now for the dumbest of the day, and Curtis listened to everything that happened in this country over the weekend, or most everything, and determined that this was the dumbest of the day.
Last night, Joe Biden was doing a virtual press conference town hall, not exactly sure which. Mm-hmm. He was with Jill Biden, his wife, and he told voters and prospective voters that we can't have four more years of George.
George.
What kind of country we're going to be? Four more years of George. George, he's going to find ourselves in a position where if Trump gets elected, we're going to be in a different world.
The only person to make less sense than Wiggy.
Four more years of George.
George. Maybe that's his nickname.
Which one?
For Trump.
Which George?
Maybe it is.
Stephanopoulos.
Maybe it is.
Could be his nickname. We don't know. Maybe they have that type of relationship.
Well, I mean, listen, everybody has senior moments. I mean, you get confused about who you're running against when it comes to the presidency of the United States of America.
Yeah, Trump and W look exactly the same.
Sure. Just another week of this to go, right?
That's it. One more week. This and the trade deadline. Yeah. See what happens first.
Yeah, and I think we're turning the clocks back this weekend.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is that Saturday?
Saturday.
Oh, boy.
An extra hour of Halloween parties in Saudi.
Nope.
For Bolton. That, to me, is one of the most depressing things. When it's dark at 5:30 or whatever it is, it's so
now
depressing.
Now it's going to be dark at 4:15.
Leave the clocks the way they are. If anything, fast forward till next season.
Until next football season.
We're never going to get any older, and we're never going to die.
When this is over.
All right. That is the dumbest of the day, and we will be back with Boomer Esiason on a Patriots Monday here at WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.